January 9, The Daily Stoic. What we control and what we don't. Some things are in our control while others are not. We control our opinion, choice, desire, aversion, and in a word, everything of our own doing. We don't control our body, property, reputation, position, and in a word, everything not of our own doing. Even more, the things in our control are by nature free, unhindered, and unobstructed, while those not in our control are weak, slavish, can be hindered, and are not our own. This is from Hepatitus, the Enchiridion. Today, you won't control the external events that happen. Is that scary? A little. But it's balanced when we see that we can control our opinion about those events. You decide whether they're good or bad, whether they're fair or unfair. You don't control the situation, but you control what you think about it. See how that works? Every single thing that is outside your control, the outside world, other people, luck, karma, whatever, still presents a corresponding area that is in your control. This alone gives us plenty to manage, plenty of power. Best of all, an honest understanding of what is within our control provides real clarity about the world. All we have is our own mind. Remember that today, when you try to extend your reach outward, that it's much better and more appropriately directed inward. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Somebody who? We have two bits of evidence about the somebody behind the moral law. One is the universe he has made. If we use that as our only clue, then I think we should have to conclude that he was a great artist, for the universe is a very beautiful place, but also that he is quite merciless and no friend to man, for the universe is a very dangerous and terrifying place. The other bit of evidence is that moral law, which he has put into our minds, and this is a better bit of evidence than the other because it is inside information. You find out more about God from the moral law than from the universe in general, just as you find out more about a man by listening to his conversation than by looking at his house he has built. From Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. He is with you and for you. When you decide on a course of action that is in line with his will, nothing in heaven or on earth can stop you. You may encounter many obstacles as you move towards your goal, but don't be discouraged. Never give up. With his help, you can overcome any obstacle. Do not expect an easy path as your journey hand in hand with him, but do remember that he, your very present helper, is omnipotent. Much stress results from your wanting to make things happen before their time has come. One of the main ways he asserts his sovereignty is in the timing of events. If you want to stay close to him and do things his way, ask him to show you the path forward moment by moment. Instead of dashing headlong toward your goal, let him set the pace. Slow down and enjoy the journey in his presence. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Psalm 46:1-3. For nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1:37.